For Sunshine Coast Community Forest, SCCF Operations Manager, Warren Hansen, Ecosystem-Based Management, EBM, a tool introduced in its operations in 2021, came from the heart of what the community wants from SCCF. In his opening remarks at a January 30th Community Advisory Panel and Public Information Webinar, he noted that SCCF's board and community advisory panel are committed to using EBM in stewarding its tenure by harvesting timber in a way that curbs losses of biodiversity. The overall goal is to have a working forest while sustaining ecological and cultural values so that future generations have access to forest areas just as diverse and healthy as those currently enjoyed. To do that, SCCF relies on advice from contractors including Lori Cressader and Anna Yule, who presented an overview of EBM to about 35 people tuned into the webinar. Both are forestry professionals, who outlined that while provincial legislation requires protection of between 9 and 19% of local tenure areas, SCCF's aim is to meet its harvest quotas while leaving 30% of its tenure areas untouched. Determining areas with the qualities that are most valuable to retain is one step that SCCF takes in harvest block management. Assessments are done using Forest Attribute Scoring, FAS, which assigns values to natural attributes like riparian zones, wildlife corridors and habitats and areas where culturally significant resources or recreational values, like mushroom picking sites or hiking trails, exist. That process begins, Cressader explained, with an office review of mapping and reports available on a tenure area. Then we head to the field. What we are looking for is to find ecosystems at risk, she noted. The field team then provides standalone assessments on the areas explored to the SCCF board. It is at the board level where that information is discussed with SCCF staff and there is consideration of revision of harvest plans, with the goal of 30% natural area protection kept in mind. Those on the ground FAS-based reports can lead to calling for less harvesting in areas with high scores and more in block areas where the FAS is lower. EBM and 2025 logging plans near Half Moon Bay, a harvest area, swap, may be possible, according to Cressader, to help address a concern raised by Elphinstone Logging Focus, ELF, regarding red cedar sword fern growth in Block HUM 64. That issue, related to the site which is near Croston Lake in the Half Moon Bay area, was raised by a webinar attendee. In a January 19 media release, ELF called for a last-minute reprieve from logging for HUM 64 until there is proper consideration of its full ecological values, which included endangered fern ecosystems. It also questioned the age classification assigned by SCCF to the tree stands in that territory. SCCF Executive Director Sarah Zielman told Coast Reporter via a Jan.24 email that it is moving forward with plans related to harvesting in the area. The contract for road building in HUM 64 and HM 66 to 1A is currently being tendered, closing January 31. We are planning to tender timber harvesting for HUM 66 to 1A immediately afterwards, and HUM 64 in the fall, she wrote. During the webinar questions and answer period, Cressader stated that HUM 64 fieldwork showed the fern habitat in question was significantly established, and commented that a harvesting swap of such a zone for another area could be looked at.